أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج ومن كل تأكلون لحما طريا وتستخرجون حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مواخر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. And as we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's Qudrat, Allah's knowledge, Allah's power, Allah's knowledge, that from dust and from earth, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and generally we have been created from the sperm. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about His knowledge, that when a woman conceives, it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When she gives birth, it is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then our life is determined by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a different aspect, coming to a point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to further in these verses. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those ni'mats of Allah, those qudrats of Allah, in which there are comparisons. And Allah says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ, two seas are not equal, or two waters are not equal. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. This, in other words, the one kind and the one type of water quenches the thirst. It is sweet and it is pleasurable for the person that drinks it. On the other hand, وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ, and this water is salty, bitter. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this comparison with these two different types of water. If we look at the waters of the ocean and we look at the waters of the river, both of them are different in their nature, different in their qualities, different in their flows. Everything is different about it, besides the fact that both is water and both are the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us this comparison, that the two of it can never be the same, because one is sweet, pleasurable for the person to drink, it quenches the thirst, and the other, the sea water for example, it is salty, and hence a person will not drink it. And if one drinks it, it does not even quench the thirst of that person. But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that despite the fact that they may be different, but again, they also have similarities. وَمِن كُلِّن تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, from each one of these waters, you eat the fresh flesh that comes out from it. And that is reference to the fish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making. That although the waters may be different, and even as a matter of fact, even the fish may be of different natures, but the fact is that from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept good for mankind. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا, and you extract and you bring out from it the different pearls which you wear, the ornaments that man or that human beings will wear. They use it as jewelry, etc. So then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows you that although it is different, but there is benefit in both. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرَ لِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And then you will see, with regards to the ocean, you will see the boat or the ship cleaving and plowing through it, sailing through it. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this happen? لِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, so that you may search for the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on the one hand, man himself may travel through the seas, or alternatively, man and his goods will travel through the seas, or the goods itself will travel through, and through it there is sustenance and there is rosy for humankind. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that this is a great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If Allah ta'ala so desired, then like everything that sinks and drowns in water, Allah Rabbul Izzat would have not allowed the ships and these boats to sail through, they would have also drowned, or they would have also sunk into the ocean. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made the oceans of such a nature stormy that no human being could have passed through it with his boats and ships. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not do that. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you may offer your gratitude and your appreciation to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah speaks about His Qudrat, and the next form of it again is the similar يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that causes the night to enter in the day and the day to enter in the night. This alternating of the day and night, two different opposite ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, and Allah Rabbul Izzat subjects and makes subservient the sun and the moon. And again, both are light, but again, both are different. This is of time, and both are different. The sun and the moon, both are different. The waters of the river and the sea, both are different. كُلُّن يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, however different they may be, they all travel, they all move to a fixed time. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here about one aspect, that everything has to come to an end. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ, for Him is the sovereignty, He is in the control of all this. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ, and that which you call, which you pray to, which you supplicate, you invoke, you make dua to, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ, does not have the possession, does not have the ownership, does not have the sovereignty of even the membrane that is around the pit of the date. That much also it cannot control. Then how is it that man makes dua, man worships things, gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In tadu'uhum, if you call them, you make dua to them, la yasma'u du'a'akum, they do not even hear your dua. Man makes an idol out of a stone, and then he prays to that stone. That stone or that piece of wood cannot even hear. Walau sami'u, and even if it could hear, or man worships like people worship the angels, or people worship other human beings, they can hear what you are asking for, but mastajabu lakum, they cannot answer your call. In other words, they do not have the ability to do so. Wa yawm al-qiyamati yakfuruna bishirkikum, the reality is, on the day of Qiyamah, they themselves will deny you attributing partnership to them, attributing partnership of them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ, and they cannot inform you like how Al-Khabir, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all-knowing, all-informing, can inform. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the comparisons. We can differentiate between day and night, between the waters of the ocean and the waters of the river, and we can differentiate between everything, the moon and the sun, the light of the moon and the sun. Surely we can differentiate between Allah, the Creator, and the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.